Hello, hello, beautiful people. Welcome to today's episode on True Talk with Ife Oluwa. And this is my first episode for the month of July. So I'm welcoming you guys. I'm wishing you guys happy new month officially from I myself. Yeah, happy new month. How are you guys doing? How are you guys catching up with the rain? Hope you guys are staying strong, and I hope you guys are safe and healthy. So for everyone that is just listening to me for the very first time, I want to welcome you officially to the show. Welcome guys. So fast forward to what I have for you guys today. Well, I just have a brief topic, like brief gist, not really too long. I wouldn't be taking much of your time. So today I want to talk on age factor. Yes, age factor. You heard me right. So, you know, basically I had a personal encounter with a friend of mine, and she's always like, so-so age, you're supposed to have gotten married. So-so age, you're supposed to have given birth. And they like, you get, like, I feel society just bring up this standard. And they've actually placed limitation your age. Some people age has actually limited them from doing a number of things they can do and they can achieve. Some are just depressed, like my mate. One of my friends already did this. I've not done this. She got this at the age of this. I'm past the age and I've not done this. Got my faith. The edge this one bring, not with the same edge you bring come. Like everybody's time it differs. So don't give yourself headache. Don't go into depression just because someone else did this at this age. Doesn't mean you can't still get to that level or accomplish more than that. Yes, I did a 3-month program early this year, and there was this very old man in the classroom with us. This man was a source of motivation for every other person with us. You see, at that old age, the man still pursued his dream. He still pursued his career, regardless of what society said. At first, you know, some people had this sarcasm, they were sarcastic about it, they're just laughing, blah, blah, blah. But you know, the man started strong and finished strong, and that is just this. Everyone just has to have motivation. Like, pursue that dream of yours, regardless of what so person said, regardless of what your mom said or so person said. Just be patient. Be patient, yes. So that being said, so my normal gist for today, more or less like a gist, because I don't know, some people carry age for it. I don't know if it's pride or something. There is this woman, I think she should be in her late 40s or 30s, I don't know, but she's quite matured. Not really matured, you know, when some people give birth, they got married early, they just feel they are matured, like, I'm older than you, even without the number. You get that kind of thing now. So this woman has actually always been giving preference to her age and just be like, don't talk to me anyhow. Don't you know my last born is of your age? You get that kind of thing. So recently, a WhatsApp platform we all opened and the likes. So she sent a picture of what she did, like her accomplishments and everything. And one particular guy was aiming at like that kind of hype, like, go babe, like, I love what you're doing. And the next thing this woman will say was, mind the choice of your words. And I was like, seriously? You guys have to start apologizing. You get, you know, why am I bringing this gist in? Is the fact that, okay, the fact that you're matured than someone, the fact that you've seen more than what they've seen, or you've passed through more than what you've passed through, what they haven't, they've not even crossed the line at all, sure you get. Doesn't mean you should, like, I feel it's pride. I don't want to take it to the age factor, because there are many other people that are matured and they are humble. I just feel it's pride. You hear some people, like, even at work, you hear things like, don't talk to me anyhow, don't do this, you are just privileged to be here, you are just this to be this. Like, you guys should calm down. I'm pitching this in, like, you guys should calm down. Be humble. You don't know who is who. You don't know who can get anywhere. And we are in the age and time where this world has changed drastically, because even a teenager self can just move. And you as a matured adult, you're still like, okay, I'm still so age. You don't talk to me anyhow. You know, Baba, Mama, calm down. So regardless of your age, regardless of the age factor, or whatever, humble yourself. You don't know what you can learn from these kids. Okay, probably you call them kids. I have a colleague as well that if he sees a younger person, be like, look at this kid. If you call them kids, you get, you don't know what you can gain from them. We learn daily, regardless of age, regardless of department or the like. So you guys should take time and chill, eh? Don't kill yourself and don't run before your time, eh? So you not go and jam motorcycle or anything, you get. So regardless of what the society is saying, regardless of what your parents is saying, regardless of what your friends is saying, or regardless of what every other person has said, probably your friend did this, did that, and you just put yourself into depression. Come on, faith. God is bigger than everybody. You know what took some people 2 to 3 years, God can just make you accomplish it within months, and you're like, wow. Yes, that's the way God works. And if you are the kind of person like, okay, because you're so age, you deserve some respect. I feel it's pride. You just have to humble yourself. Humble yourself and be calm. So that's it on today's episode. And I really hope you actually pick one or two things out there. And you shouldn't be like my cousin. I hope she's not listening to this, because she's always like, you have to respect me. So this, you've not seen what I saw. You guys should just calm down. You guys should just calm down and take life softly, because there are many, many things to explore and achieve in this world. We are in. I hope you guys learned one or two things on today's episode. And I really, 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 really hope, and I wish you guys can actually share this on your social media and to your family, to your friends, or to any other person at all. And before I leave, I want to tell you guys to stay safe and don't forget to keep everything you're doing. Put everything in the hands of the Lord, because by strength shall no man prevail. Bye-bye, guys. See you guys next weekend. Stay safe, stay calm, stay healthy, and keep smiling.